Hi, I'm glad that you've joined me today and we continue our series of videos devoted to IT terminology. It doesn't matter if you just started your career or education in the IT sphere, this channel is going to be very beneficial for you because we dive deeper into terminology and discussing when it is the most appropriate time to use the word and what does the word mean at first and so on and so forth. So stay tuned, stay smarter, and moreover, if you missed the previous lesson when I was describing the word patch, you can simply return to the previous video, check it, and come to our today's lesson. And just before we start our topic today, I would really hope to see you like just beneath the video because the information we talk here is very crucial and important for every newbie. And moreover, I do recommend you to click on the button subscribe so you would be notified first when a new video on my channel is published. So let's dive deeper in our today's topic, and today we are going to talk with you about CRM. So what does it mean? How you can use it, what are the types of CRM, and a lot of useful information. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. It is a software system that helps business owners to nurture their relationship with clients. Moreover, CRM helps with organization, time management, and also it helps to impress your clients. I would say that CRM systems, they are powerful platforms that keep and store all of the data about your existing customers and your sales leads in one place. Moreover, CRM systems, they track, they analyze all your calls, all your emails, so that you can increase your customer service, you can increase your revenue and decrease the churn. I've noticed that many small businesses struggle with keeping all of the data about their customers in Excel spreadsheets, but at some point these systems just don't keep up and CRM takes place. So let's take a look what is a CRM, what information you can keep there, and what you can do with a CRM. In the CRM, you can track the name of the person, you can track email, telephone number, address if your business requires this, you can track when the customer purchased from you, what they purchased, but that's not everything what CRM can do, and I would like to show it on examples. Let's imagine that your company generates qualified leads and CRM can track every action of your potential customers through the social media, through the website channel, so that you could build the proper sequence of approaching this potential lead. Moreover, I want to give two examples when CRM is very useful and beneficial. The first one, let's imagine there is a customer who would like to create a new design on their web page and they are looking for an IT company which can perform the work for them. They found this company and they are discussing the reason why they decided to change the design. They are discussing the budget, they are discussing the timelines. So all of this information is stored about this specific customer in the CRM itself. Moreover, if this customer mentioned that in the future they may have an intention to do bug fixing or install new feature, you can add this information into a CRM as well. And next time you build your conversation, you would already be prepared that this customer may have a desire to do some additional work. Also, let's take a look at another example. If there is a client who would like to change their design as well, but during your conversation you found out that basically they've already possess an internal team of designers who will perform all the work, and all what this customer needs is just to get inspired by the ideas you used, and just simple chit chat. You understand that this customer may not have an intention to purchase from you immediately, so you can tag this customer in your CRM system, and also again get in touch after a while with proper message that you think is the most appropriate in this case as well. So why do you need that? Let's imagine you're absent at your work and somebody from your team is going to get in touch with the first or the second customer. They can simply see all the history in the CRM system, and they may ask proper questions or simply do not waste their time. It's very important to mention that not only salespeople and marketing team are using the CRM system to track the customer life cycle, to see if they signed agreement or not, on which stage of communication you are with the people. But from my experience, I've been working in a company where CRM was basically used by the whole company, the whole staff, and people were tracking their working hours, how many hours per day they work, how many vacations day they have, what is their salary, and so on and so forth. So where I'm leading here, that a CRM system can be purchased independently, and you can pay for its services on a monthly basis, depending on your goals. Also, it can be a CRM system that was built precisely for the company needs. So there are two options, and the third one, when the company decides to create its own CRM, of course, if the company has the resources to do so. And there is actually up to you which way you would like to go, depending on your goals and depending on your targets. I would say that the main idea behind the CRM system is just to make your life easier, so that you wouldn't waste your time on looking for some notes and looking for some information, because everything can be just inside one system. Moreover, as a salesperson can benefit a lot from a CRM system is when the sales has the right approach to acquire a customer. So basically, there are different CRM systems already existing. They can read triggers and signals that this customer may have, this lead may have an intention to purchase from you soon. So what you do, you find out what are the triggers for your potential customers to purchase from you. So you set up those triggers in the CRM system, and CRM system simply notifies you about them. Moreover, CRM system can automate many of the processes of yours. Let's imagine that you were just talking to Bill and he said, okay, call me on Tuesday next week. And what you do, you create a reminder in your calendar. So I need to call Bill, but when Tuesday comes, you may simply miss this notification, or you may forget what you should talk to Bill about. But if you do the same stuff in your CRM system, it will notify you in 1 hour, 2 hours, and 15 minutes. You can set up this time when it should remind you. And also you can see the previous history, what you were talking to Bill before and what you should discuss over your call. And you don't need to type it again in calendar and the CRM system, in your notebook or whatever it may be. It saves tons of time. And let's imagine that you agreed not to talk to Bill, you agreed that you will follow up him on Tuesday. So what you can do, you can just create a template of email immediately in your CRM system, and just to schedule that this email should be sent to Bill on Tuesday at 10 a.m., for example. So when Tuesday comes, you don't need to do it on your own, because your CRM did it for you, and Bill is happy because he wasn't forgotten. Meanwhile, you saved some of your time to do some more important job, or maybe have a call to Bill after you send an email. From my work and experience, I may definitely say that I can't imagine my life without a CRM system. It really depends on preferences, what you like about CRMs and what goals you would like to achieve. But from one perspective, it doesn't matter how small your business is, you can find the appropriate CRM which is affordable for you, which will not cost you an arm and a leg, but you will keep a track of all records about your customers in one place. I really hope that you enjoyed today's video and now you have a better understanding of what does CRM mean. If you like the content, you know what to do just beneath the video. Meanwhile, I wish you to get smarter every day and stay tuned with me because our next lesson is going to be dedicated to IT terminology as well.